Hi, I'm Josiah Olson, and I'm your host for Podcasting, the podcast about fishing. Let's jump right into content. Okay, I am preparing to release the magazine Midwest Fishing, but first I need another article or two for it. If you guys, listeners, have any idea for articles, send them to me at thenome@verizon.net, or you can just write up the whole article, send pictures, I don't care what it is, or send an audio comment to me and I'll listen to it, and that can just be feedback, or it can be a comment for the magazine, and I'll try to put it into words the best I can. Okay, we're gonna jump right into the tip of the day, and the tip of the day comes from Field and Stream, which I'll get a lot of my content from. And the tip of the day is small jigs for versatile trout lures. And the great thing about jigs is that you can fish them at almost any depth and speed for almost any kind of fish. And trout is no exception. Jigs make a great trout fishing lure. What I'm recommending now is the little, what you'd call the furry jigs with fur and feathers on them. And a lot of these resemble flies from fly fishing and can almost do the identical thing. And especially if you don't want to invest in fly fishing or don't know how, this can be a great alternative. Okay, about these jigs. The size and color is very important. Most people have the idea that bigger the lure, bigger the fish. This can be true, but it isn't always the way. The biggest trout ever caught was caught on a little one, 32nd ounce olive marabou jig. I hope I pronounced that right, but I have a feeling I didn't. It was caught in May 1992 in the Little Red River. And this man here was very proud of his fish that he caught. I guess I would be too if you caught the record-holding trout on that little jig. Okay. And it was a brown trout, for you who are wondering that. Okay, now, they recommend, and I recommend too, from a 164 to a 1/8 ounce lure. And 1/16 ounce and lighter jigs are often sufficient in deep, fast flowing riffles. And these jigs can be fished in almost any way. Slow or fast, depending on the time of year, or up or down, or deep or shallow. And for as far as casting them goes, if you're in a narrow stream, 25 feet wider or less, you want to cast way upstream beyond the probable catch of trout. And the probable catch of trout would be something such as a pool or a rock in the main stream of the river. And let's right now go a little bit into where to fish for trout. In trout fishing, you want to try to cast so that your fly or lure or whatever will go by the back of a rock where they often hide, or right underneath the side of the ledge. They often hide in little dips and pools or in spots where the current takes a slight variation. Oftentimes there are pools on turns, and these pools have a variety of ways to be fished in different spots with different types of lures. And a jig will fish them quite well if you're not going to go to fly fishing. And for a bigger river, you can just cast 45 degrees to the main current and upstream. And this should do the trick for fishing with jigs. So that's my pull for go out and try fishing with the jig. Send me your feedback. Tell me if it worked, or tell me if you have better luck with something else. They say a majority of trout caught are caught on spinners, and spin casting baits and such as that, spoons. But that's probably because not many people just go into the jigs, and I'm going to try to give it a try. I've tried jigs and had good luck, especially for panfish. I haven't had much luck at all for trout. They're quite the master. As I always say, trout are the only fish that sometimes seem superior to the fisherman, although sometimes I suppose all fish do, and usually it's fisherman's fault, I suppose, error. Okay, now on to catching bass in the late summer. I talked a little bit about this last time, covered a lot of water. Well, here's another trick. If you've been out cruising with your trolling motors this last week and haven't been catching fish, here's maybe something you can try. Bass usually hang out 8 to 12 feet underwater in the deep summer. generally below drop-offs which drop off to deeper parts of the lake. Sorry for that. Just taste your ears there. And generally, you want to try to catch them near those drop-offs in the deeper water already. People tend to fish too shallow. If you're catching even for panfish, I know my family will cast out and their bobbers will be set for 2 inches below the surface. The bobber's almost touching the hook and they don't catch fish. So we need to generally set our bobbers deeper in the summer, which is a common mistake made. And anyways, as far as that mistake goes, how to fish it. If there's hard, you want to try to find a tree that's sticking just a couple feet above the water for this. And you want to find the trees that look like they're still intact by other drop-offs that drop off to deeper. And for hardwood trees, you might want to try a Texas Carolina rig, a worm on a hook with a slip sinker, a sinker on the front to help get a little deeper, and try to fish in between those branches. Generally, I'd say use heavier line. I only have 8-pound test on my pole right now, so I couldn't do this. But next year I'm trying to re-rig my pole with some maybe 20-pound line, and I'm going to try some of these bass things that I haven't been able to in the past. Also, for conifers, you might want to try taking a big jig with maybe a weedless thing or whatever, or a pig, and putting it down there. It says here a 1/2-ounce jig or pig, and put it down there, let it rest on a branch, and maybe do a little bit of wiggling and luring. And if you drop down several times at each level to coax strikes, you can generally get some results. Otherwise, you might want to go to deeper, shallower depth, or you're just not in the right spot. And same with the worm, I imagine. You want to try different depths. It says here, bring the worm down about 10 feet, but I've never been able ever to get, I don't know, a bait that deep, so we might need to put some serious sinkers on that rig to get it to do what we want it to do there. Okay, one last thing. It's called two-timing trout. A lot of times trout, especially fly fishing or any kind of fishing, I suppose, but this is mainly for fly fishing, this tip. Many times the trout will see the fly and nab at it but miss it, or they'll see it and they'll start kind of moving for it, but it'll just go by too fast. And we, as people, at least me, have a tendency to get anxious and reel it in too fast or pull in our line too fast. So what you can do is tie approximately 18 inches, a little less, a little more, off the back of your fly with line, and tie another fly on that, so that there'll actually be 2 flies that goes by the fish. And many times the fish will bite on the second fly. Also, they say try to be neat, because many times sloppiness for trout is what will stop you from catching a fish. And I guess I need to neaten up my fly fishing setup in general, and that might explain why I have had such bad luck this year. So that's another tip that I'll try to emphasize more often, is neaten up your knots for fly fishing and learn some. There's great places and books to find them, and there's lots of websites and such that you can just type it in on Google what you want to find, and it'll help you with some pretty good diagrams. I find them hard to understand, so sometimes I find the best way to learn them is by asking someone who already knows this. If you know someone who's an experienced fisherman with flies, I'd go to them and just say, please help me get started. Many times fly fishermen like seeing the next generation coming, and I know I do, and I'm probably part of that right now. So, with that said, two-time your trout to get better results. And I would say that trout are the true masterous fish. Okay, one more thing to say before I go, and that is about the free game called Fly Sim. It's not quite free, it's a demo copy, but many of the features, besides the different places to fish, you can unlock in this game called Fly Sim. It's available for a PC. I know it works on my ME computer, and it can help you cast and improve better. I'm not sure what website it's from. I imagine it's available from a variety of download sites. Just Google FlySim. Okay, that's wrapping up my show. Please send me feedback and anything else that you want to send to me to help make my show better at thenome@verizon.net. Go to my blog, which is podcastingfish.blogspot.com. And I'm going to post a link to my RSS feed on that site too. So, get ready to podcast with, or I should say fish with podcasting. It's kind of confusing, but if you listen to podcasting, hopefully your fishing will improve. Thanks.